GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. You and I don't have an agenda, George, but many other organizations and entities in our state do. Okay, who am I kidding?
Yeah.
Everyone's got an agenda.
I got an agenda.
Okay, but in this case, the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, Linda Caprera, welcome back to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We know the legislature, Democrats, Republicans have an agenda. You're representing a business community that is going Fort Kent to Kittery and Bethel to Belfast, and the chamber has an agenda, some things that they'd like to see the legislature tackle. Can you give us an idea as to what you would like to see done in the 131?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me. Love being on your show. We have a full agenda this year. As you know, we're going to be very busy. There's over 2,100 bills in the State House that are going to be introduced. Our agenda centers really around Maine's strategic plan, which was adopted back in 2019. It aligns very nicely with this plan in a number of areas. We've introduced bills in the area of taxation and energy, our environment, and citizens' initiative reform, and I'll talk about a few of those. In taxation, we have four pieces of legislation. One is extends the Pine Tree Zone Development Program by 2 years. This is sponsored by Senator Matty Daughtry out of Cumberland. And really, that program reduces taxes for businesses that create jobs, essentially. The governor has in her budget an extension of 5 years, which we really like. The other bill we have deals with research and development. And you know how important research and development is to businesses in the state. They have to constantly keep up with technology or they fall behind in the global economy. So what this does is the current R&D tax credit that we have on the books is kind of unworkable for businesses. And what this does is it takes a look at the current credit, says if you take a look back 3 years, take the average, and if you go above what you spent on the average, then you can take advantage of the credit. So it's really unworkable for a lot of businesses because they budget every year really sometimes for the same amount of money that they put into R&D. So what our bill does is say, okay, you take a look back 3 years, you take the average, and if you go above 50% of that, then you can take the credit. So it makes it more workable for businesses. And that's sponsored by Representative Maureen Terry out of Gorham. The third piece of legislation is sponsored by Troy Jackson, Senate President Troy Jackson, and that will provide a workforce training credit to grow the skills of Maine workers. We have not identified exactly the specifics of that bill, but we will. We'll be working with him very closely to do that. The fourth piece of legislation deals with child care, and that is sponsored by Senator Troy Jackson of Aroostook. Trey Stewart out of Aroostook, and basically that legislation will provide a child care tax credit for employers that provide in-kind child care or for child care costs for their employees if they provide that. So Okay. That's really, that's a great bill sponsored by Trey Stewart.
All right, Linda Caprera with the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. Take a breath. Let us get some questions
okay.
in. Let's have some Q&A here this morning. And Georgia, Linda's okay. on line three.
There are many areas that need help. You said 2,000 bills. We often giggle over that a little bit. We have 2,000 problems in the state. Nonetheless, they're all out there. They have to survive. The legislation on PFAS. Now, we've talked a lot about this in this past year. The problem that we have on farms, on the economy, on safety. You think the legislature can help out with this PFAS problem?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because we have a bill in for that that deals with PFAS as well. PFAS is a huge problem for companies across the state. It's going to really be very costly for small, medium, and large businesses in terms of thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands of dollars because what the law currently requires is companies to test and report products they sell for PFAS presence beginning this January, which they should have started, but the problem is they can't comply because the rules aren't in place. And what our bill does, it really seeks to make improvements to the current law because it changes how PFAS is currently defined. So it limits the scope of the chemicals that to really a few of the most problematic chemicals. And really, it pushes out the effective date a year, so it gives companies time. And it really strips out the right now, there's a ban on all products containing PFAS chemicals in 2030. So what this does, it's unnecessary because the Department of Environmental Protection already has the ability to make the determination as to what products can be sold in Maine. And there's a lot of legislation that's going to be introduced on this subject. And really, our approach is the most sensible approach, we feel, because it gets at the goal of limiting human exposure to PFAS by targeting the chemicals that are the most problematic. So our bill is sponsored by your own Senator Joe Baldacci up there. We're very appreciative of his efforts on this, and I think he understands the problem this presents to businesses across the state. Hmm. It's a very costly problem.
Linda, we've heard from a number of business owners, business operators, that if the cost of energy was lower, it would be so much easier for them to do business and even stay in business and stay in Maine and do business. You mentioned energy before. We read of energy planning. A listener said, I might have missed it, but what specifics can she share about energy?
Well, I think that the Energy Committee and the administration has identified energy to be a really huge issue in terms of cost and supply. And we have not put forth a bill per se, but we are really positioned to work with the administration and the committee to put forth and create a strategic plan for energy for the state. We already have one for climate change. We have one for economics. So we really need one for energy because that's a huge issue to businesses. So we are working on that, and we are positioned to work with the legislature this year on that issue.
No matter what problem we face, how the legislature or the governor or anybody else comes down on it, those that lose, or when I say lose, those that didn't get what they wanted, say, okay, we're going to get the citizens-initiated reform out there. We're going to go to the ballot. We're going to see that this fall. In energy and power, we used to make fun of California that had government by reform legislation. I notice you have put in some citizens' initiative reform. At least you want to see something done. How are you going to accomplish this?
Well, the bill that we're putting in is sponsored by our representative, Dick Bradstreet, and basically what the legislation requires is that all referendum questions that are on the ballot be placed on the even number of election years so that it's either a presidential or midterm election. And that really is for the greatest number of the people in the state of Maine to have the opportunity to voice their opinions on this. And really, it requires that an even number of signatures be collected between the first and second congressional districts. We feel this is the fairest approach.
George's question actually is, how are you going to make it happen? And I wonder how are you going to get beyond the resistance to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's folks on both sides of the aisle on this. Referendum questions have been a problem in terms of, we elect our legislators to resolve issues and work on legislation. To do legislation by referendum is very problematic because there's a lot of different issues associated with questions that folks don't often see or hear about. So it's a knee-jerk reaction to, that sounds great, but here's the ramifications on the other end. So I think the legislature and the legislative process is the best way to accomplish any type of legislation. Legislation by referendum is not necessarily the best way.
Legislation supporting retention of the workforce in education, a laudable goal. I don't know if it's achievable, including the child education. We are going to be as strong as our educational product. We all know that. Any state knows that. How do we improve where we are?
How do we improve where we are?
Right.
Well, I think we work through the legislative process. There's a number of bills in the legislature that are dealing with education, dealing with the workforce. And again, the main strategic plan is really a plan that sets forth a process. And if we identify issues associated with talent and innovation, we can get there. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to do with our workforce. We need to reach out to different participants like veterans, older retirees. There's folks out there, youth. We have to do a lot of work to try to get those folks into the workforce. So we have a lot of work to do, but I think, we can do that if we focus. And again, when you're dealing with these plans and these, programs that the legislature typically does, a lot of these plans and reports are shelved. Nobody takes the time to champion them. Mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to take the lead on some of these issues here in the state to try to further those interests for business, particularly around, like I said, the talent and the innovation, workforce issues, training issues. And again, if you shelve all of these reports and these plans, nothing gets accomplished. But if you have folks that are willing to take the step and take the leadership role, I think in working with the legislature, we have a really great bunch of leadership over there. We've met with a lot of the leaders, and you really have very impressive leaders over there this year. We really do, and we're really looking forward to working with them to further some of these goals and these. Particularly around that plan. So I think we can accomplish it. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of work.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.